This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eila mishpatim shetasim lifneim. These are mishpatim that you're supposed to put in front of Klal Yisrael. And Fashteitzach, the Parsha Kidua, is most of Nezikin, Abyssal Noshim. All the halachis, more or less, mamnis bein adam lechaveri. Chazal tell us that there's a smichus to this parsha, to the parsha of Sinai. Mari sheinim misinai, afeilu misinai. That this is also misinai. The midrashim begin the parsha with an introduction. A pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin, Magid Dvarav LiYaakov, Chukav UMishpatav LiYisrael, LoYasechein LeChalgoi UMishpatim Bal Yedom. It's a pasuk, famous pasuk, that it's unique for Klal Yisrael. Not Klal Yisrael hat mishpatim. Eila mishpatim ashetasim lifneyem, lifneyem v'loy lifnei goyim. Klal Yisrael miyuchid, it's separate. The goyish halachis, the goyish kutz, and v'chehena, a lot of rashis and chazalim. Klal Yisrael has its own system of halacha mishpat. And this is le'asachein l'chalgoy mishpatim ba'yidum. And this is what? Misinai. And the Torah is Madgish. Right after Kabbalah Satera, Ve'eila Mishpatim Ashetasim Lifneyem. We run right away into the Mishpatim. From Sinai, directly to Ve'eila Mishpatim Ashetasim Lifneyem. So Bishleim, I understand Magid Varav Liyakev, Chukav Mishpatav LiYisrael. Good. Lo also chayin lechalgayim u'mishpatim ba'al yida'um. You didn't give them to understand the mishpatim. Even though lechayre from Chazal is mashma, that even if you know that the same halach is gepaskent in the courts, still you're not let it go to Arkayis. Rashi brings up a note. So you see that there's some halachas. I do have a connection. I mean, if the pshat is that we have a complete different system, if the pshat is our mishpat hamishki shayches lamashal, imitzvetzogin teira versus the Arabic Sharia law, hamishki shayches. What's the there's no there. Ain hat mishpatim and ain is hayrig nefashis. One has nothing to do. Like Karav Zelzeh. We have no shaykhs to that. So I wouldn't need a chazal that you shouldn't go to the dinim of Akum of Arkayis. There's no shaykhs to what the Torah says. You see from the chazal that it's possible that in Gevissa dinim they do have the same halachas. As I state, Bafilu yadato b'din echot shem donin oisek dini Yisrael. Unless maybe din echad v'loishnayin, maybe it's a diuk. Maybe all Rashi means is this ken amol pasirin, one halacha that's just like. It's not the pasuk shan Rashi. He meant to say was in this particular case, you know that it's the donim, right? It's not din echad. It's not. Learn Rashi. Chod dechliv learn Rashi. Zaydat Me'oiske learned, my grandfather told me that the Chafetz Chaim was makpid. Pashit, first you gotta know Pashit Pshat before you say anything. And it was based on a mice. I told you the story that when he was a little boy, he got a fair from an Adam Gadol. And the Adam Gadol asked him, Arashi, and he knew very well the Inyan, but he didn't know exactly how to, the words, the Taich, the He was a little boy at the time. And he got a patch. I got a patch for them. And he said, he was so embarrassed. Shtel's a foe when I come to Shemayim, they'll ask me. And I won't know how to translate that Pashta, that Rashi. So he was Mekabel from then on. Alamol, Firdaf Mishim Pashim Pshat. First we got to know the words. That was the Chafetz Chaim. Firdaf Mishim Vashtet. Clearly. So if you teach the Rashi with your children on Shabbos, Afilu yadat b'din echad sheim donin oisei k'dini Yisrael. Does it mean that it's because there's one out there that you could compare to Mishpat? That's not the Pashim Pshat. The Pashat is, even if you know in a particular case, which they have the same halachas, it's possible there are many halachas which are very much the same. I thought, Mishpat to Bal Yadum, it's mashma le'asachein l'chogayim. What ratio? By Eden, we have this, and by Goyim, they have this, and they don't compare. I don't think that's the Pshat. Emes, we're going to learn that it's very possible that it seems like the halachas are the same. And the general rules might be the same. In English, they call it the Judeo-Christian laws. Valsals come from the Teva. Judeo-Christian means it comes from the Teva. Let me show you how Nishkin Shaykhis, the same Teva, the same Psukim, the same laws. And that's today's Shira Pesai. And the lesson that's supposed to be learned from this Yisait. So Nachum, what do we want? We're trying to understand Eila Mishpatim. Mishpatim is a half of a fellow. Sinai has come from Sinai. You would think it's not from Sinai. Why? Laws are laws. No, it's from Sinai. And not only that, Rashi brings down Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzalam Mizbeach. It's to the Mizbeach. It's such a tumult to base Hamikas. Half of a fellow. Mishpatim is half of a fellow. And the pasuk zogt. They have no shaykhs, lo yadum. They can't understand our mishpatim. What's so hard to understand our mishpatim? Well, what? It's so difficult to read and see what it mishpatim bal yadum. It's not the pshat, they don't have it. They don't understand it, b'chlal. Good. I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But you can't say that all the mishpatim, they lo yadum, they don't have any connection in shaychis, any understanding in it. What are the mishpatim, Rabbeisai? So the truth is, there's a meyerdik rvat rav in the Briska Rav. Meyerdik rvat. He doesn't ask our shayla, but l'chayla, this could be a taich. What's unique about our mishpatim that the goyim have nothing to do with our mishpatim? Even like I said, it's the same text. It comes from the same akar. Oh, but they have no shaykhs to it. What's the dabshat? Isa de gemara babikana ayintesam et beis. There's a gemara. Shalu talmidav es rabbi echnen ben zakai. Vipneima echmira teire beganef yesme begazla. A ganif is a person who steals, yeah, hiddenly. He's Bobby Machteres. He has a ganze plan, a secret, unagandit. A gazlin, he's a highway robber. He steals out in public, he comes out with a gun and you give. A M is a criminal, right? A criminal, Shein Kamayo. Not white collar. I am a gazlin. But still, ichmira teira began if you ask me gazlin, right? Chamisha bak yisham tach sashar rabbetzah haser. Why is it that way? Amalehem. So he answered back to them. Hishve kavod eved lekavod kaine. Del ganif, he was mishave. The eved and the odin, the same. This meaning the gaz was hishvik, the same. Mashenke, the ganif, zela hishvik kavit eved lekavit kaine. That was. For now, mensch, he's afraid. He's afraid. I mean, was, people are going to see that. The Rebbeinu Shleim said, "You're not afraid." Based off the Meister from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was once traveling in a carriage, and the carriage driver wanted to take an apple off a tree as he was driving. You know, Safeld, he was passing by. So he told the Chafetz Chaim to keep an eye out. Okay, make sure nobody's looking. He went to grab the apple before he had a chance to. Someone's looking! The guy got terrified and he ran off. He looks around, there's nobody in sight. So he turns to the Chafetz Chaim at the time, he says, "Rabbi, who's looking? What are you talking about?" He says, "Hashem, Davish is looking." That's the Pshat in this Chazal, Lechaira, yeah? Man is looking, the Abish is not looking, so you're much worse, God, than Gazlin. What is the Hezbir in them? So he says as follows. The Gazlin, he's not afraid from the Abish, he's not afraid from people either. He's out in the open. Pshat. He wants to rob. He can't control himself. Why does a guy rob in front of broad daylight that he might get caught? And the teretz is, he's not thinking. If he would put 2 seconds of thought, he would say, "They're going to catch me." So he's not thinking. He has a yetzahara. All his maisims without thinking about making a cheshbin. Memela, even though he's with chutzpah, it's out with brazen gnei, you know, he's a real gangster, but there was no thought that he put into it at all. The ganev is a little different. He already thought it through. So he's already thinking. Trach sabreskerav. Trach defshadei mishter cooked. A guy on impulse. So he's not thinking. The ganif is not on impulse. The ganif is premeditated. You're thinking? You're making a cheshbin? It's machar shen a cheshbin. Oimrim, we tell him, a yisam is sugal is bain of a lachshav. The frame of mind to already think a minute. Ketzazeh, zachat a yiras basa v'dom, shachafta miyiras beirei shamayim v'oretz. The person, when we look at it, we look at the mice of Gazlin much worse. Right? He's brazen, a chatzav, he's a highway robber. The Torah doesn't look at it that way, you see. We look at it, Gazlin Gerua, from the Ganif. But the Das HaTorah is Einei Kein, it's not like that. Because Zehishvik covered Kaine Lechavit Shabbos of Adam. And then he continues and he explains, because Loi Hatsurah Hitzainis Shel Hadavar Kevaas Kiyim Pnimius Hadvarim. The Torah is able to go into the Das HaAdam. A Mishpat. It's the rule. You did the Maisa, you did the crime, you do the time, right? That's the way it is. It's not more than that. The Das HaTorah Zabriskerav takes into cheshbon deeper than what the actual mice is. So l'chayru we could come and say that that's pshat mishpatim bal yadum. Mishpatim bal yadum is because they look at the act, and the Torah looks what's behind the act and takes that into account. Good, yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, see good, pashit. Nacham. The shayla is what the question is. What's mishpatim? Unique, and it's only mishpatim bal yadum, only klal Yisrael goyim habin das nisht. And we could say this vat, because by the goyim, they can only judge according to the act on the outside. Whatever you did, you did. But what exactly is the person and why he did it? And HaTeira, the Teira is different. The Teira goes in L'Soiv Daiti Shaladam to the Midas of the Mensch. And the Teira understands who really is more of a criminal. That's the Briska Rav Zvat. When you look at the person, it could be a whole different story. Who the real criminal? Who's the worst of the, between the two of the criminals? This L'Chaira Kamin Zagin is the Pshat U'Mishpatim Baal Yidum. But I would like to say it different to Herabesa, if you don't mind, Apidaki for the Bali Musa, the G'day Le'aylam. Bali Musa asks, why is Mishpatim the beginning? This is the first, right after Sinai, Gleich Zitzman Avekim, Nosh Nezikim. Why? What happened to Brachis? What happened to Brachis? I say, Shane, I got it to this with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I say, Shane, be called, huh? And you want to know the emes? The emes is, this is really the first Rashi in Bereishis. Rashi in Bereishis says, we should have started with HaChedesh HaZalachem, which is the first mitzvah. Why does it start with Bereishis, Koyach Mais, if he could La'amai, Amunah, Midas, many terutzim. So here too, we should begin with what? We should begin with the chayes, the yonim of bin adam la makayim, anoichi Hashem alikecha, avayda zara, right? Ikre adas! Mit gedaft onfangin mit ikre adas! Alei bali musaf chayin del shayla. Why? You know, it's Yedua. Shiva Ramesh used to say, first Gemara we learn with a child, Eilam Etzias. Why Eilam Etzias? Because he has to learn money, what's yours is yours, what's not yours is not yours. That's the most important thing that we learn with a child. Vas meintos, what does it mean? Shouldn't you start talking to a child? Brachis, Rabbeis, I know. Let's start. You know what? The first thing we teach a child, when a child starts to speak, Vashtet and Chazal, Aviv, right? He's able to talk, Aviv Melamde. What does he teach him? Teira, Tziva, Lanu, Meisha. Oh, maybe we should start teaching Meilu Metzias. That should be the first thing, no? Light the Cheshbin. We should teach Mamnes. Shiva Zakh that the first Gemara we learn with a child, the first Mishnah we learn with a child, Mamnes. I never understood this. And I'm a simple Yid, I'm a product of the Gedolim I listened to all my life. That's who really I am. You come to hear a Shia, you're not really listening to me. That's the truth. You're listening to things I heard and I worked on listening to Gedolim Yisrael, Bizbatlus. I didn't understand this. Okay. I was by Rav Shach. Now, I think Rav Shach told this to me. Again, it was a little bit mumbling, but I think Be'erach, this is what he told me. I asked him this question, what does it mean? So he told me over Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter gesagt, Brachis is a drabbanan. It's only drabbanan at the end of the day. These you can be over deraisis. This is what he says. People don't realize. A brachis, saif kol saif. Brachis is drabbanan. It's a din drabbanan. Memela. There is a mamish, a person can be over the grass today, rises. And he said, oh, Mahalach, he said, you ever notice that a person, is an ashtikul chazli, yeah? It's a sophic, shemesveikis, chas v'shalom, right? Lamaisa, when it comes to yoni mamin, people don't have that regish, they don't have that feeling. Efshun, kenzain, und sie hat sechs Fäke und das kann sein mehr der Reise wie das. That's what Rav Shach told me. And he said, das meint, das muss auf euch lernen, als Geld, das Scheile von der Reise. It took me a long time to he was taken what he was saying. You know, I saw the hesped of the Alta from Kelim on Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. The Alta from Kelim was masped. It was Chaf Hei Shvat, Tav Reish Mem Gimel. Erev Shabbos Kedesh, Parshas Mishpat. That's when the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was nifta. So the Alta from Kelim got up and he said, Loi Lechinam, that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was nifter Parshas Mishpat. Because Rabbi Yisrael Salanta dedicated his life to teach Mishpatim Kum Faralz. Dine Mammis is more important than anything else. Zahirus in Mammis is more important than anything else. Azehut the Alta from Kelim Maspid given, that was the Hespid that he said on Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. You hear? It's a peledigazach. It's Chaf Hei Shvat, Tav Reish Mem Gimel. This was the Erev Shabbos, Kedesh Parshas Mishpatim. That the reason he said, and then he said a holistical title, why he was buried in Parshas Truma. He was Nifter in Erev Shabbos, Levaya, I guess, the Kfura wasn't. And he said, Truma is the Oren, that the Luchas, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta given the Luchas. Okay. Next week, we'll talk about that chelik of the drasha. Pal kapanim der chelik, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was mechadish. You hear? Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the ikka. Mishpatim kumt faralz. You hear? Zahiris b'momin chaveri. Vos meitas. Pel is not a pel de gazach. No, yidalach. You hear what we're saying over here? Ameira de gazach. Eila Mishpatim, right from Sinai. Could you imagine Sinai mitgiven vayavaseli kim mitgizend rabbeinu shleilam? Could you imagine the sameness? Right away, we're sitting down and we're talking about kisikne evit ivri, and we're going to talk about evit ivri. Why, even in momnis, why taka evit ivri? From alle parshias, from momin, dafman kleiben, you had to pick evit ivri. Where the guy did something wrong, I mean, Taf Matzeya, we have to pierce his ear. We're going to talk in a few minutes about Kalpanim, you see this, you said. Yeah. That it's so important. Elam Ishbatim, und das ist bei Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, wenn man mich ikrim, shebe ikrim, shebe ikrim, shebe ikrim, man mich, this is it. Teire is Elam Ishbatim, asher tasim lifneim. Azei sagt, the Alta from Kelim in Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Hesped, yeah? Is there a Makar for this? Yes, there is. I want to read for you a Meredika Rosh, a Dovish of Pelot, the Rosh, in the Mishnah in Peyer, Peyrek Aleph, Zok the Rosh, Eis Gimel. He brings the Inyan of Chesed, Eludom Shein Lam Shir, and he brings a Pasik, you hear? Tzadik, Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki prim aleleyem yoichlu. Der tzadik, zog der tzadik is good. Zog to me, is da tzadik was is good, da tzadik was nicht good? Da passe, imru tzadik ki toiv. Fregt Rosh, vichy yeis tzadik toiv, yeis tzadik sheine toiv? Da tzadik, no? Could you imagine the Zokta Fagavisa Tzadik? Ah! Yeah, the Tzadik, can say a Rosh Eichet, or Baza Rosh, wie der Tzadik, hab ich kein Wunsch gesehen, oder das a Sprach. Was meint der Pasik, no? So ein Pasik, Rabbeis, was tut er? Das ist ein guter Tzadik, das ist ein schlechter Tzadik. Was? You know this Rosh? Okay, so let me read it to you inside, because the Rosh says Tzvei Nekudis, one what you said, and El Zokta Yisrit. Yadus, Rabbi Zay. Yadus. Zokta Rosh, V'yei Tzadik Shein Toiv Ella, Toiv LaShamayim, V'toiv LaBriyoi, Zehu Tzadik Toiv. Why? So he's right, as up to good. But listen to the end of the rush. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz yoise b'mitzvus sheyasvim gam ritzoin habriyos mebemitzvus shebein adam l'kainei. No. It's more important. The Rebbeinu Shloim vil mer. It's a rush, Rabbeis. I'm a furish, a rush. There's no diukim. See, klar in the rush. As the Rebbeinu Shloim vil das mer from das. He'd rather you have mitzvahs was is toiv labrius be mitzvahs was is not toiv lamakim. Atamaisa. Rabbi Yisrael Salant understood this. These are the mishpatim that you do. What are the mishpatim? The mishpatim are misinai, and it's the first thing and the most important thing because it's been adam lechaveri. This is the yisayt. Aber the kash is rabbeisai. Good, ben adam lechaveri. There's so many other parshiyos there. Was has been adam lechaveri? Favos kleitman. Why do we pick Eved Ivri to begin the sugya of hilchis ben adam lechaveri? Was is der taich? You hear the question? Tell me, would you, if you had to write the halachas, would you be the first thing that would come to mind is Eved Ivri, sold a veis, he sold as an Eved. What's tutzach up to? Okay. Abayisai, let me tell you how the Torah wants us to treat an Eved Ivri. Is an Eved Ivri a sinner? My father's a ganif. He's a thief. He's a real thief. He's a ganif. Huh? Where would he sit in shul, this guy? If I want to know, where does this guy, Marshall, he becomes an Eved,
in the back.
In the back, not true. I'll tell you where he sits. Well, not, sorry if you're sitting in the back. I didn't mean it that way. I'll tell you where he sits. If his Adon sits in the Mizrach, guess where he's going to sit? That's right.
Not behind his
own? Whatever it is, it's not in the back. All right? Okay. Let me show you the Gemara, Rabbi Sai. Let me show you the Rishayim and Peledik. In Pasuk state, Ki Toiv Loi Imach. The Eved has to be treated Toiv Loi Imach. Imach B'Maichel. Imach b'mishte, shaloite at eichel pas nikiyah, v'hu eichel pas kibur. You got to give him the same menu as you. Same menu. I'll tell you a nice maisa. That's el ta maisa, Rabbi. So you deserve a good tevatel. You had a good tevatel. Good. Amol, there were people who used to have delicious food, but then, for the people, the work, the help, okay. Then they would invite bachim lachechet v'yamol and also give them shvach. Okay. When er alein the balabos, toch balabos. Okay. Kitza, the workers, the helpers, the yeshiva, but they said they're going to get this balabos. Why? For the balabas, a flektach geben, you know, a gutish fertile chicken, a whole big, beautiful piece of chicken. And for them, he would put down one piece of chicken, they'd have to share it between, you know, the whole chevra. So they said they're going to get the balabas. How are they going to get him? All of a sudden, in the middle of lunch, mincha! Avdavin and mincha. The balabas looks at his watch and he says, it's a quarter to one. He says, by you it's a quarter to one, the chicken. By uns a fertel fafir. It's a quarter for four. Here I may say, this is not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants that if you give him exactly what you're taking, exactly. Shayis yayin yashan, v'hu shayis yayin chadash. You have to give him the best wine, whatever you have to give him. At yashan gabi muchim, v'hu yashan gabi atevin, the same type of a bet. Mikan amur kol hakayna evit ivri kakayna adin latzmi. Taisus brings down from the Yerushalmi, the papamim, what's the pshat? It's kikaina odin latzmi. So he brings a Yerushalmi that if you have only one pillow, so what are you supposed to do? Zaktesis from the Yerushalmi, you got to give him the pillow, right? Because if he uses that pillow and you don't give it to the eved, it's not tayvleimay. If he doesn't give it to nobody gets it. That's doim, right? But nobody should have it. That's mamish meis's doim. Yeah. Nimtzah shakach tzach limtzah labdei v'hainu. How do you work with your eved? Shteit in pasuk, it's a pasuk in Vayikra. Shteit achla. Pasuk says leisav bei avoidas eved. You're not allowed to. Yeah, but he is your eved. Let me leisav. So what are you supposed to do? What do you mean leisav bei avoidas eved? It reminds me. I heard recently. I knew this, but I didn't hear the line of it. One of my cousins once said he wishes he could be the Bubba's maid. She has it better than everybody else in Shtub. You know, I said, see, it's not allowed, but she wishes he could be the maid in the house. It would be very good. This is Bemis with the Torah warns. For days, Esh left on our kitchen. You're sleeping on the floor and he's sleeping in the bed. Something's... You're not allowed to work with him, so but he's an Evid, so what should you do with him? Should we sit down and what? Play chess with him? What are you supposed to do? Let's see Chazal. Chazal say clearly. You're not allowed to make any Avoid on him that's Gnai, that he's Makir, that he's an Evid. He's not allowed to feel like an Evid. So Safra says, "Lo yailuch kelev achrav lemerchatz, v'lo yina loymin olav." He's not going to put you on your shoes. He's not going to service you. Why? Lo yisavid boy avoidas eved. He's not going to have the avoid of an eved. Could you tell me why? What's the reason for this? So the Alter from Kelim has a whole mahalach, a very interesting mahalach, and he says something called rehabilitation. It's interesting, they talk about it today too. When someone sits in jail, what's the tachlis of the jail? Is it to punish him? Or is it to rehabilitate him? Alter from Kelim says that the parsha of Eved Ivri teaches me this. Eved Ivri teaches me that the point is, you got to rehabilitate him. Fakelt, du geist in shul, du geist in besmedger, so gain mit dir. To treat him like an Eved, you're destroying him. You're not making him rehabilitate. And he says, Apel de Gazach, he says, Lamashal, Azatata Takind. Yeah? But this is a problem case, right? So what, he was trying to punish the Fakert? He goes out of his way to do extra for the child because he needs it. Zot Alta from Kelim, the din of Eved Ivri is he needs help. So they put him into, so to speak, a foster home. Where meharbit mit them, was a fakert as it's bantish, at the chazevi, shevi go. Azei zot alta from Kelim. Rabbi said, I want to tell you over another mahalach. And it's gebayt on Rabbi Yeruchim. Why by bakar, if you steal bakar, you pay how much? You pay 5. You steal tzayim, right? You pay 4. So Rashi says, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechimen Zakai, Chas HaMokam HaKvaydan Shal Briyos. The reason is because the Rebbeinu Shloilam was Chas on the cover of Briyos. Why? Shor Shehoilach B'Raglov Leinus Baz Be'Aganiv. The Ganiv wasn't embarrassed, right? Because it was going on his own. He didn't have to schlep it. Mishalim Hey. Seh Shenoisi Al Kseifo Yidalid. But the seh, edafish lepid, hoyl v'nizbazabai, because he was what? Mizbaza, a shleptus, he carries it on his shoulder. Zaka biruchim hafil fella, noira umavil me'id lemizbainim bedvarim. It's unbelievable. He says, look at his pella. We're talking about mishpat. We're talking about a person who's a thief, and we have to judge him. Law. Asukim kan lahanish ganif. We're trying to punish a ganif for his geneva. Who in his right mind would say, you know what? We have to take it to Cheshbon, covet abrius. We're worried about his, who's covet? Them is covet. Who are you? Why? The guy was stealing, so we have to Cheshbon. And he speaks out so beautiful. What's the cheshbon? That he was nisbasa? If he's nisbasa, why did he do it? He doesn't care. Look, I don't understand. He himself does. Obviously, he's not embarrassed to do what he did, right? Is he embarrassed to do it? And Bechlal not embarrassed. Rabbi Yochum even says in a different shmuz, he says, I don't say what people don't walk around with sound their back. I don't say what. Maybe he just came from the makolet. I mean, what are we talking about already? Do you understand the darkest shibit, darkest shibit, vos, what are you talking about? Who talks about what? That he himself, he himself doesn't, it didn't bother him to do it. And this is my defect of Birukhim. You know what? Maybe we have to start making cheshbon like this. Ah, the chmanis. He needed a ladder to get up, to get to the second floor. Ah, zaga chmanis of that. Let's take off a little bit more because he had to carry the ladder. He had to go carry the ladder. That this is something beyond normal comprehension. And the teretz is, that's Mishpat HaTayra. Mishpat HaTayra means you must take it to Cheshbon Kavod Abrius. And he says a pelvic thing. He says, Be'enai ra'isi, with my own eyes I saw, he says. A guy was a ganif. They beat him up. The courts beat him up. And they, mamish didn't, came out like he almost killed him. Be'enai ra'isi didn't ganif echad. I saw it. Should they... What's the pshat? They thought, listen, he deserves an einish. Besides the einish, nothing came into cheshbon. I want to tell you something interesting. My father told me that he was once in the mountains traveling, taking my zayda. There was some kind of an accident or something. So they were rerouting the detour. Okay, so there was a cop, you know. My father didn't chop the right, left. He didn't chop it. He was supposed to go left. He went right. The cop went and started banging on the car, banging. My father didn't chop what happened. He stopped. He opened up the window, and the cop at him just shouting. He started mamish chirim for gedufim. So my father looked at him and said, "What? I went right instead of left." The law is you got to listen to the cop. I can give you a ticket. My mom is chirufim gedufim. So my zayde used this pasuk right on the spot. He says, "Yeah, the law is mishpatim bal yadon. Thus meantus. There is no kavod habrius. There's a whole different mishpat. Avad, yeah, the law. We can shrayim, we can kitchen. The law is the law." Evid Ivri is teaching us a Meiridiki Yisayt. What's Evid Ivri teaching us? Zehiris in Mammon. There's two dinim in Zehiris in Mammon. Avada, there's a Geneva. It's not yours. Sinish Daina. But there's also an Indian of Yenin. There's a Kavod Abrius. There's Balein Tzi Yenin. Nemsta Vek Fun Yenin. It goes into the whole understanding of what mishpat means. Mishpat isn't just because it's an issa. Mishkan also means Siyanim. The understanding. And that's Kisikna Eved Ivri. You know what the limud of Eved Ivri is? The limud of Eved Ivri is what it means to me. You stole from somebody. Dus gegamen von jem. You know what you're learning now? What it means. Yenim. What it means to be machshiv. What it means to appreciate what's not yours. By the od, look how he treats you. Look how the od is treating you. Ki sikna evit ivri is at the hair. In ben odm u chaveru momnis. It's Yenim's moment. It belongs to other people. And that's the zehirus. In ben odm u chaveru is the shayrish. Everything is nichlal in this. I want to tell you over two nekudas quickly. It's a long shmuz rabbeisai. There's a peladik loshin from the chazanish. Peladik, mamash adavah shel pela. The chazanish in Amuna Bitachin says, I'm going to read you word for word because it's peladik. It's yidua that the chazanish in his letters, he was talking mostly about himself. You know, the chazanish lived alone in his own balaramis. And all the Musar and Zachan that he speaks about, he was talking about things that he himself reached. Zok de Chazanish, what does it mean to be Ois Ga'arbet in Midas? And he says the following. Chazanish Amun Abitachim, Ois Yud, Yud Aleph, Yesh Ish Misav Lahetiv Luzulasai. There's a person who wants to do good to others. Hapoik Shem Re'eyu Hulay Lechet Vaslev. When he meets another person, he's mamish besimcha. He's happy. He's happy to meet another person. Mikavloi b'seiv upon him yafis. He greets him friendly. Chared, and he's afraid. Ulay leikala lamatara lufiruach re'eyu. Maybe he didn't greet him properly the way the other person wants to be greeted. Ulay diber dava shalai kahaygin. Maybe he said a word that wasn't proper. And then he says, ki ein kev etzlai. There's nothing that hurts more to him. And not being mechabed the other person, hurting another person. That is his pain. Ki ein keiv. You hear the lashon of the Chazanish? Ki ein keiv etzlo ki keiv shol pegia bekavoy chaveiroi. Oishachas mireyu chesed. If he missed maybe a chesed. And then he concludes the following. This is unbelievable. How about him? Does he get insulted? He's always worried about insulting others. How about him? Does he get insulted? So he says, "Me'olam le'nifka." This same person, I don't know how to explain it to you, Rabbi, so to understand the oimik, what it means, the hashkafa, the understanding of what it means, Adam and Kavod HaBriyos. Kavod HaBriyos, like he says, is to mechabed and to feel bad in case, but that same Kavod HaBriyos is mechayiv that you don't get insulted in return in case that person does something to you or somebody does something to you. And listen to what he says. Me'olam le'nifka hu mireyeyu. He doesn't get insulted in return. Ki libay malei ahava techas al klapshayim. He loves so much the other person that he doesn't see his chisrainus. V'hu mucha mireish lekabel bi'ahava ne'mona p'tsayim ne'zifa shiachlik lo'y. And he's ready to accept all the embarrassments and slates and tightness that the other guy did to him. Shiyadu, first of all, because he knows she'ain roi bnei ad matzilei amidas. People don't have, unfortunately, people don't have amidas. Uma efshalut foyim mehem. So what could you already expect? But then he says more. B'chol zeis roi chesh liboy lahem yakar v'kovid. In return, he gives yakar v'kovid ve'ain beliber hurim royim ve'ain zilzel b'kovid abrius. The kovid abrius is so strong that even if the other person was pegay on him. In return, he has to what? Be mechabed that person. Who did the ganav steal from? Who did the ganav steal from? It's a good question. If the ganav would steal from the person himself that's buying him, kisikna evid ivri, pashat he's being sold to somebody else. What happens if you rob the person and that person buys you? And how are you treating that ganif now? That's the oimik of mishpat. The oimik of mishpat is the kovet is so strong that I have to treat him I'll end with two quick, beautiful stories, Rabbi Yisai. I want you to think about this. There's a Yid in Queens, his name is Rachluger. Tired Yid. Okay. He says, I got to show you my wedding album. Okay. Came to his house, he showed me his wedding album. He says, show me on the Rabbanim's table where your Zayd is. I'm looking and I'm saying, I don't see, he's not on that table. He says, good, let me show you what table he was sitting. He pushes a few pages later. He was sitting on a table where in those days, today, we don't even see it anymore. Every single person was wearing one of those white yarmulkes, you know, like, that they give out, that they give out at the door. All right. So, yeah, he says, you're going to ask me why Yezeda was sitting at that table. So, let me tell you. These people were from Lukács. The town where the Zayda came from, they were Lukács. Okay. By mistake, the person who was writing out the seatings, he knew that the Zayda was from Lukács. He put them in all the Lukács Yidalach, you know, which most of them were not through. Okay. Zayda saw the thing, so he sat there. So he says, when I realized that he was sitting there, and I realized that it's because the place caught. Me and my Kala, we ran over and we started to apologize. It's the wrong seat. It's the wrong... Your seat is over here on the day. My Zayda refused to get up. Why? If I get up, what am I showing these people? They're not so chashe. Yeah. So he sat the entire Suda and he... I have this picture today. What am I trying to bring out? If you don't have kavod abriyas habesa, you would never come to understand a story like this. This is something it wouldn't even dawn on you, a story like this. Umishpatim bal yadu'um, they're no shaykhis. So even if in the halachis, theoretically it sounds the same, it sounds like it's the same law, the laws sound equal. It's an entire different cook. It's an entire different way of looking. Learn this Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yisai. You want to know what the Chazon Ish al Hashas is? It's this Chazon Ish. It's the same Chazon Ish. It's the understanding of Mishpatei HaTorah. It's understanding Mishpatei HaTorah. When he learned Mishpatim, he understood, what does it mean? I'm Dichtu Abyanim. Where is the Kavod Abriyas? Where is the gefil for another person? And this Chazon Ish was oimid on mishpatim, and that's the Chazon Ish al Hashas. It's the same Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yisai. Mishpatim bal yadum. They have no pshat. They could read the same pasuk. It's the same exact pasuk. They could read begapa yovei, begapa yetsay. They could read ganev, gazlan. They could mamish the same Bible. This hot nish kin shaykhis has no shaykhis to them. They can't see because it's not misinai, it's not the same Torah, it's not learnt with the same havana. You understand what the Chazanish is saying? The other person is mezalzel in me, but I'm not hurt. You know why? I don't even have hirurim. Why? Because my kavod abriyas is mechayiv. It's meiridik. It's such a whole different way of seeing and living and understanding. What it does is magid varav liyakov chukav mishpatav liyisrael. It's the mile of klal yisrael. Loyasah chayim lachagayim mishpatim baridim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.